We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. I'm Adam Zdrug, joined by Luis Pacheco. Is back. He's back from his Labor Day vacation. Now, we didn't see him for today's slate, but now we're talking Wednesday's six gamer. Luis, how's it going? How's your summer been? What's going on?
Summer's great, man. It's been. I'm waiting for a lot of soccer now, which is great. And I'm glad you guys didn't listen to me. For that slate, because it was all Benfica and Leipzig, and they actually didn't do that as well as that's supposed to be. So, you know, I'm glad you guys did well. So,
who did?
But we're ready. We're ready for one more season of the Spanish team sucking. even Benzema got injured today. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm kind of happy, but you know, don't like Real Madrid as everybody knows, but. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I think Barcelona seems to, they believe to have high hopes. I'm not sure if they are going to do well, but we'll see.
I think the craziness of Champions League was seen kind of everywhere today. We had big favorites in Leipzig and Benfica, but then, you know, the big giants kind of came through. Man City and Mbappe came through. But I actually, my cash lineup here, I'm looking at it right now. I don't even know how I cashed. I had David Neres, Jota, Mario Cruz, Cone as my goalkeeper. So I had five guys, sub 8 points, and I somehow got Grimaldo and Rafa Silva enough to cash. I got the lucky Rafa Silva in here. He got the goal, and it worked out for me. But that's
all it takes, man. That's all it takes. That's Champions League. Earliest leg, yeah, you say you did well. If you didn't have Hazard, you probably did well. Like, if all the lineups were a combination of Chelsea and Dortmund, lots of Orsic, which I didn't have. And then, good luck, guys. It's Champions League. Let's see what happens. I mean, for this leg, I think there is a clear, you know, favorite. Decent prices, but you know, we'll see who plays, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the fixture is very congested, especially for the top teams, and also have the World Cup coming at the end of November, right? Before Thanksgiving, I think. So, you know, it's going to be game. Everybody's saying that they're going to rest players. Barcelona is supposed to rest players tomorrow, but, you know, we'll see. I'm only going to say, guys, look at the lineups and, you know, look for guys that usually don't play much, that have low salaries. Look for guys out of position. Like, I mean, not today, probably for Sevilla, didn't work out well, but, you know, you have fullbacks playing like wingbacks. You have center backs playing like wingbacks or fullbacks. So, you know, be aware of the lineups and the formations. So.
Yeah, I mean, we just saw that today with David Rahm didn't get the start for Leipzig. It seemed like, you know, he was the go-to defender at 6,500. Yep. He doesn't start. And then it turned into Szoboszlai being more popular than we thought he was going to be in cash games. Yeah. And so that just changed pretty much builds completely. We saw Sevilla's lineup. They went with like six defenders just about. They put Alex Telles in like an attacking position. So we just have weird things happening all over. Like we have the projected lineups on the cheat sheet here, but I mean, it's these are just guesses. We don't know what the managers are going to be doing in a short week. And like you said, World Cup coming up. Barcelona, the biggest favorite, and they're a deep team. They're a deeper team than they were last season, so there's going to be more rotation than we expect.
Yeah.
And but, I mean, you look at the odds, and it's the first thing here, Barcelona, almost a 90% chance to win, almost 60% chance for clean sheet. This is Manchester City against Nottingham Forest. This is Liverpool against Bournemouth. That's what these odds imply right here.
Yeah. Probably Colchester City, but you know, more than a first division team. But yeah, I get it. It's fine. You know, it is. It's fine. It's just been silly. No, I agree. So the point is that, you know, I mean, you hope for Barcelona to play with a traditional front three, because I mean, Lewandowski is expensive at 1100, but then you had Dembele and 8,500. That's a very decent price for someone that takes most of the set pieces. It seems going to be Ansu Fati and Dembele. I doubt that they are going to move Dembele to one of the wins. So I feel that Ferran Torres might start in one of the wins. I'm not sure how much
8,100.
Yeah, I'm not as happy paying for Ferran Torres or Ansu Fati, because they are, I mean, a lot riskier than Rafinha and Dembele. So, but, you know, I'm sure there is value. I see a lot of value elsewhere, especially, you know, Leverkusen seems to you know, have a match away at Bruges. It shouldn't be that hard for them. There is some guys that are cheap. Like, I've seen that Baker's my star. He's a right back. He's like 2,500, something like that. But we can go position by position or whatever you feel. So,
So we got. So,
yeah, go ahead.
The funny thing on DraftKings pricing is Harry Kane is 12,600, which is, I don't even know what this pricing comes from. It doesn't make sense compared to like Champions League. I think we just saw Erling Haaland was 10.9 today, and we have Harry Kane against, you know, a decent Marseille side. It's not like a free win for them. Harry Kane minus 115 to score. He's 12.6. Lewandowski minus 380. I believe that was minus 360 earlier today. So that's going up. Ridiculous odds to score for Lewandowski. For cash games, do you plug? I mean, it's hard to go against him. We always have these conversations with him at Bayern Munich. He always has these kind of odds. It's like, well, he's favored to score two goals, so it's hard not to use him, even at the price.
Yeah, and especially the way that Barcelona is using them today. I mean, Xavi's more possession based. You know, lots of shots, lots of crosses. He's the centerpiece of the whole puzzle. You know, he's gonna start. So I mean, there's absolutely no way to leave him behind. I think it's just probably a must, you know, in cash, even at that price. So yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand. I mean, I'm sure the Harry Kane thing is just Premier League is spilling over here, but
he hasn't been that good though. If Premier League was spilling over, Haaland would have been 14K today.
Well, but Haaland is away, and they were not as heavy. I think. Remember, there is a level. I think, but 12,600 is a lot. I mean, probably one of the most expensive prices.
Right.
I think the ceiling is 13,000. The ceiling for any player is 13,000.
Right,
I've never seen a 13,000 though, but
it's kind of ridiculous that Harry Kane gets that price tag. But for cash games, would you do Lewandowski and? So I guess let's just go into this assuming that it's either we're going to have Dembele by himself on set pieces, or we're going to have Rafinha in there also on set pieces. Rafinha is a little more difficult to put in. He's 9,700, Dembele 8,500. Would you put those two guys together in cash games, or is that just spending too much?
If you could, I will do it. I mean, I think Dembele is probably a must. Dembele and Lewandowski. Rafinha, it depends, right? Like, I mean, what are the other options? Like, as you mentioned, like Tottenham against Marseille. I mean, Kane is shooting a lot, but I feel like him and Son is, I mean, Tottenham is not as prolific in fantasy points for our game as they used to be. So I would be very afraid of playing then. I mean, Bayern plays at Inter Milan. I mean, Bayern, I mean, not doing as well as usual. I mean, still good, but Inter is a decent team. Same with, like, Liverpool and Napoli. So I feel that, you know, rather, instead of going on any of those options, like Coman at 9,000 or Sané at 9,000, I just rather go with Rafinha. But it depends on, you know, if I have to fill two spots, it will be Lewandowski and Dembélé. Mostly Dembélé have generally more set pieces than Rafinha for now, right? So,
right, depends on the lineup. I think we still, this kind of sounds funny and maybe doesn't completely make sense, but we have Pedri down here at 5,900. I mean, yeah. Barcelona are such big favorites. I know he's not a huge upside play, but they are big favorites. He's 5,900.
He scores points.
Right. So it's not the worst idea. He allows you to do a little bit more with your lineup than instead of, you know, spending on the Lewandowski and a Dembele together. So he does allow you to do a little more. Maybe not the best idea, but I think it's still viable. At least in cash games. You're not playing Pedri for you know, goals and assists, but I mean, if you can get 10 points in a favorable spot, that's great. So
I for the way that Barcelona is playing, and the huge line, I think any Barcelona guy is viable, especially I mean, like Frankie de Jong is relatively cheap. I mean, those guys are boon or buzz, but you know, considering the competition, I'll be okay with a full stack of Barcelona and then figure out some spots. Just because there's not one guy in a clear position, especially a forward, that I would like to play besides them, right? Like, you know, Bayer guys, I'm not sure at Inter. I mean, obviously they kind of score points, but you know, who else? I mean, I don't know if Alexis Sanchez is going to play. Probably not, but it's not a good spot. I just don't like anyone else. I mean, if Joao Felix was a little bit cheaper, I'd be okay with that. But at that price, it's just a risk because they get subbed all the time. So,
I mean, the main question when looking, at least on the high end, it's like, why would you get someone else other than a Barcelona player if you're going to spend up at 8,000 plus at forward? It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. Yeah, because anyone else you can say, hey, maybe I'm going to go Leverkusen and I'm going to do Musa Diaby and it's 8,000, right? Something like that. It's nothing cheap. So, I mean, the only cheap guys are, you know, I think, Evan Nilsson, the Porto guys, maybe a Bruges guy, and that's it. And maybe Alexis Sanchez. But why? I mean, if you as you say, you know, I can probably play somebody better at that price in the midfield position or defense than Sanchez.
Mm-hmm. You don't think Griezmann starts, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I saw that he has like a clause in his contract where if he hits a certain amount of starts, then Atletico,
Barcelona. Play more than 25 minutes per game, something like that. And right. they just put it at the right time.
So they're just playing him off the bench in every match is kind of what it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, he has to. he could have been a legend, but he decided to go, so. There you go.
Yeah.
That's it. You know?
Yeah. Hey. The Victorian players here, they just seem overpriced. Like you have Clement, you have Chori, 4,700, 4,600. How big of underdogs they are? Those are like the same price as like the Celtic guys were today against Real Madrid.
It's like the prices, I mean, even they are even higher than some of the Leverkusen guys if they play, right? So I didn't look at it. I didn't look at Napoli. Didn't look at those teams. It's just trouble. I mean, why to play anyone with a salary in a complicated a complicated matchup. So
yeah, who? I mean, it's almost like you got the Barcelona guys. I mean, does anyone else stand out in at least for cash games?
Nope.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird pricing that makes you not even want to spend down and just go full on Barcelona. Yep. So
yeah, I agree.
So what's the look in tournaments? You think Harry Kane will be sub 10% just because of how expensive he is? You don't think he's going to be popular, do you?
No, I don't think so.
It almost makes no sense to play him.
I mean, for tournaments, it's just there's not much savings for tournaments. Like, I mean, you can go. How much are the Liverpool guys? It's just expensive too. So.
Yeah, I'd rather go with the Liverpool guys who are cheaper than the Tottenham guys.
Yeah, I agree. So that's my thing. So I'd rather go there.
Mm-hmm.
Than,
like, even Nunez is 7,100. Luis Diaz is 7,400. Like, I mean, you have these Liverpool guys who are much cheaper.
Yeah, like I can see people going either Liverpool or Bayern.
Yeah, just the usual amount.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like today's slate where we had PSG, we had the Man City, we had, you know, we have these top teams everyone knows about, and what if we could see the same thing happening again with the Liverpool, you know, had the team being 3+ goals, Bayern 3+ goals kind of thing. Sure, they look like difficult matchups right here, but they are better teams.
Yeah, but you know, it's like Premier League teams are above and beyond everybody. I feel I'm Bayer, even about struggling a little bit. I still believe they can generate a lot of points, you know, in fantasy. So, which is why we care, right? So,
do you have no faith? With those.
I mean, if you want.
Are you going to stack Morata and Joao Felix together? Is that going to be your GPP team?
I will do one just for me, but I won't recommend it to people. But I mean, Morata has done well, and Joao Felix is fine, but it's just hard to justify. I mean, Morata is 9,000. I mean, come on.
I'm not entirely afraid of, like, Bruges or Leverkusen. I think there's going to be goals in that matchup. That one has.
Yeah, it doesn't match entirely. The prices are decent. Like, I mean, Elias Scott Olsen, as you mentioned. I mean, Ferran Jugalaf for 4,200 is not bad. He's been on fire. I really like the other side too. Like, is Baker going to play? You have Baker as a wing back, and you have Frimpong I think Baker is super cheap, probably very well on. So Demirbay is not bad for the price. I like Scott Olsen. He's like a three. I'm not sure if he's forward, but I don't think he is in this right now. But
I don't think it's a terrible spot even for Bruges. I mean,
no, it is not.
Like Leverkusen, it's not like they're a dominant team. I mean, they allowed 3 goals to Freiburg and Hoffenheim in league play. Yeah. 2 losses there.
Yeah. Young defense.
I mean, then you look at Jutgla. Are you familiar with the Jutgla, Ferran Jutgla here?
Ferran Jugla.
Yeah.
Ferran Jugla.
There you go. Is he Spanish, Ferran?
He's Catalonian. He's from Barcelona.
Oh, Jutgla. There we go. 4,200. Yeah, 4,200.
He's done well, man.
Yeah, I like the spot, so it's not terrible.
Just my point is that can I get someone else cheaper for 4,200? Can fill a midfielder position, maybe. But we'll see, you know. Hey, it's Champions League. You play whatever you want, you know.
Play whatever you want.
You know, you got Rafa goals, you got Grimaldo goals, and, you know, it's great.
You get the Grimaldo curler from 30 yards out.
Hey, that's what we play.
That's a nice
game. It's all good, man, but I think so, yeah.
Some of the unfortunate thing about just positioning on this, which makes it even more difficult. Like, I mean, we have Kulusevski midfield only. Sowa for Bruges is midfield only. Skov Olsen, midfield only. So, like, we have all these guys who are kind of enticing to a certain extent that they're midfield only. So that's kind of why we're even – we're almost pushed to use these Barcelona guys because who else are we going to go to?
Yeah, that's the problem. There's not much at forward unless you go with some flair. But, yeah, totally.
Do you think between the Napoli and Liverpool match or the Inter and Bayern match, what match is going to be a little more open with more goals? Because Liverpool have kind of been playing a little more defensive this season. It just hasn't really
been. Inter-Bayern.
Okay.
I feel Inter has much more firepower than Napoli. Can damage Bayern. And Bayern front three is amazing. So I expect, I mean, that game should have goals. If I can take the over, I will take it there. So
you just look at some Inter matches. They just had the Milan derby. They lost that one 3-2.
3-2, yeah.
They gave up a goal. The Cremonense allowed three goals. The Lazio. So, like, I mean, you see the dents there and what their back line's been doing. So, granted, this one's at home, but, I mean, this is Bayern Munich. This is – the Bayern Munich attack is a little better than AC Milan's, I'll say. So
I would say so too. Yeah, a good tactic for Milan, though. But it was a good match. But yeah, I'm with you. It's like you know, Inter is not defensive powerhouse, and you know, and Bayern can take advantage. So I think that game you can target for goals. I will be okay with that. So
All right, midfielders. Tell me a reason not to play Skov Olsen at 3,100. What am I missing?
I have none.
Is he going to be over 50% in cash games?
It could be. I mean, I'm not. My only thing is, like, I'm not sure if he's taking set pieces for Bruges. I mean, not that he needs them, but
I think at minimum he's going to play.
Yeah, he should be good.
I think at minimum he splits them from what I saw.
Yeah. I think so too.
So, I mean, you have that in there. A minimum split set pieces. He plays on the wing already, and we already mentioned Leverkusen. It's not like they're gonna lock down Bruges at Bruges defensively. So, 3,100.
Have a hard time not playing him. Yep, totally agree.
It's almost like we just saw Jota for Celtic today, and a lot of people were on him. 5,100, I think it was 5,200. And it's almost the same situation, except Leverkusen aren't Real Madrid, and Skov Olsen is 2,000 cheaper than Jota was. So, I mean, it's not one to one comparison with positions and teams and everything, but it just seems like, why aren't we playing Skov Olsen here for 5,100? Even, I mean, just for tournaments, we can continue with Bruges here. I just am talking myself into Bruges. The more I talk about it, like, we also have Sowa at 3,100, who it plays sometimes, often plays as a forward. He's listed at midfield only, so there's another option. And everyone's favorite Hans Vaneken, 5,800.
I think that's a great spot. I mean, Sowa and Skov Olsen both are decent positions for sure. So yeah, I'm with you there. I think those are good spot. I mean, I like them better than, for example, Otavio, which I'm not sure if even gonna take set pieces because Stakius playing at 6,000. I see Denzel Dumfries for 4,000. I mean, I know he's not a defender, but as a wing back, it's not a bad spot. Frankie De Jong for 3,400. I mean, Frankie De Jong is hasn't started much because all the, you know, all the drama of the transfer. And but, you know, in this game, like, you know, if you need salary, I mean, definitely Frankie De Jong for 3,400. I mean, you will expect 6 points at least. So
6 points, there you go.
Yeah.
Someone's asking about Vaneken or Vormer. I don't think Vormer's going to start. He hasn't played for Bruges in like a
Vormer
month.
Vormer is supposed to want to go to West Ham or something. I don't know what's going on that.
Yeah, there's rumors about him moving elsewhere. I don't even, he hasn't, like I said, he hasn't played in a month, so I wouldn't even consider even when building lineups here. So so we skipped over it. We went heavy Brewish here, but we skipped over, you know, a lot of top midfielders. So Kimmich, are we playing Kimmich here? He's 7,500 at Inter.
You could. I mean, I like Kimmich over Ansu Fati, for example. I know it's sad. Ansu Fati is going to score two goals, but you know, Kimmich seems like safe floor. I mean, it's a little bit pricey for floors, but so is Demirbay as well. I like Demirbay at 7,100. So those two are great, like Kimmich and Demirbay, similar players and good matchups. Then I don't know, Payet might start, but he's not playing as much, and you know, it's a tough matchup and Tottenham. Not sure if I want Payet, but you know, always deliver, crowd pleaser. A London revenge game, right? Because you used to play with West Ham, you know, who cares? Mm-hmm. But and then
it's 7,000, that's not terrible.
Yeah.
You like Carrasco here? 6,200?
I do. I'm just afraid. I mean, my problem with Carrasco is playing time. So, I mean, those guys are in a weird pricing position for 6,000. And I mean, he can do well, but he's not a guarantee 90. And, you know, with low scoring matches, maybe you want some more upside elsewhere. I feel that, you know, is Demirbay, Kimmich, and then you go down to the Bruges guys. You can play Frankie De Jong as a punt, as a high upside punt. Savica, maybe. I'd rather have play De Jong than any of those guys.
No Çalhanoğlu.
No, Çalhanoğlu is it's just scary to me. It's just a
tough matchup.
Yeah. It is. I'm not sure. I mean, it's not bad. But you know, I'd rather go. I mean, if you could play Çalhanoğlu, I'd rather go Carrasco in that case. So for me,
okay,
they're similar on this spot. You know, I'd rather play with the guy with the easier matchup, right? So
I think
anyone else
move,
you like here? I don't know.
The safe move probably Kimmich and Scott Olsen. That the safe move, but maybe you're not gonna get the upside with those guys. But I mean, we just saw today, maybe you don't need that upside. I gave out the lineup I had. I still cash somehow. If you have two guys that go over 20 points, that's all you need. Just because in Champions League, there's so many guys to use and there's so many different lineups, even in cash games. So yeah. I thought there was going to be, you know, a pretty popular build in cash, but Grimaldo was less than 40% in cash games.
So yeah, I mean.
So you have things like that where guys we think are going to be popular, maybe they're not going to be popular. So,
yeah. Pricing was complicated. Too much knowledge kills you. Like Grimaldo hasn't been good fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
He is not taking us set pieces at all. I mean, if you check last match and it was Neres and Joe Mario, most of the time there's Joe Mario. Supposedly Drexler was going to play sometime. I'm not even sure if he did. So you got all these guys who say, well, he hasn't done well even with set pieces. Let's just not play him and use the money elsewhere. And, you know, not for the winners like you.
Is Marco Llorente a punt here? 3,000? Yeah.
Yes, I like it.
Is he in your Atletico stack?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean he's very cheap, and I mean it depends. He's supposed to play Molina as a wing back, but it can be Llorente. I don't know. I mean Llorente in that spot is decent. I mean, so you know.
He's played four different positions this season in four matches.
Yep. So we'll see where he goes. So, yeah.
So we haven't even met. I don't even know. We haven't really talked about Son at all. So if you don't play Premier League, you haven't noticed that Son is so far. He hasn't been the same Son as we saw last season. He's not in form. He's struggling to score. He had some opportunities over the weekend in a great spot against Fulham, I believe. Couldn't finish. 10K just seems like too much. Like you have all the set piece with Tottenham, but he's also getting subbed off early. So maybe I'm not looking at Tottenham at all, but I mean, I know there's going to be people who maybe who haven't been playing Premier League, who just see Son. They're like, okay, Premier League, joint top scorer last season, kind of a thing. They'll go to him, but yeah, I just don't like him.
I think those guys are, Tottenham is overpriced by 2,000 each.
Outside of Kulusevski, I'd say.
Yeah. You can do well, but Kulusevski is just a boom bust. I mean, what's the difference between Kulusevski and, I don't know,
Mueller?
Llorente. I mean, honestly. It's just a matter of like, I mean, especially with Richarlison there.
Wow, you're comparing Kulusevski to Marcos Llorente right now?
In this spot, absolutely.
Kulusevski is the second biggest favorite on the slate.
And what does he do?
He look at his numbers. Look what he's done. He's been better than Son this season. Look at that. 2 assists, a goal. He's been awesome.
Oh, 2 assists and a goal. Oh, great. Let's just look to the other side. How many crosses you see in there?
You don't play him for crosses. You play him because
I play for the odds call. Oh, goal that Kulusevski is going to score. I get it. I get it. But you know, I mean, to me as a positional play, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, I get it. I mean, how cheap is Kulusevski? I mean, sell it to me.
He's 7,500.
Come on. Honestly,
I mean, he's better than Richarlison at 10.4.
Oh, obviously, yeah, obviously.
Any thought to Zielinski against Liverpool? He's 8,200.
I decided I didn't have enough time to do thorough research, so I skipped Napoli. I mean, I don't want to. Liverpool is being really tough to score points against. So, no matter if they're home or away, I know they're not in form. But still, Liverpool. You know, I'd rather go elsewhere.
If Musiala starts, which I'm not sure he will, but he's 5,600. Would you play him there, 5,600?
No, okay. I don't even play Sabitzer for cheaper than him. So,
I mean, Musiala has been playing in attacking roles, though. I will say that.
Well, if you say he plays instead of Mueller or something like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you, I think in cash is not ideal, but if you're gonna put a Bayern stack on the GPP, go for it. Definitely he should be on the build, especially for the price. So, I just don't see. I mean, I just to play those guys, I feel it's hard for me to play any of those guys that are over. Like, let's say Carrasco, or honestly, at the bottom, I mean, I'd rather go with Scott Olsen or Frankie de Jong. I mean, over any of those guys. So, but just me. So, you know.
I think there's one player, as I'm scrolling down this list, that maybe stands out here. I'm still scrolling. There's just a lot of names. You're really heavy on Frankie de Jong, and I get it because of Barcelona. But Harvey Elliott is 4,000. And
that's not a bad price.
That seems kind of like cheap. Him. He should be 6,000 probably.
I think I've seen Harvey. That's a good spot. It's a good play.
He should be 5,500 what Thiago Alcantara is, because it's kind of the same position in Liverpool's midfield. He gets pretty forward, so he's been a favorite of mine. He's been super cheap for Liverpool. I've captained him at times. I've used him in a lot of these slates, and now he's 4K. Like he's moved up in Premier League pricing to I think he was actually 6K in the last Premier League slate. So I mean, you can get him at 4K if he starts again. I believe Curtis Jones actually is out again. So I mean, that's just
Curtis Jones
guy.
Out. Henderson.
Jordan Henderson's out. So like these guys in the midfield are out. Where Elliott. Maybe it's more likely Elliott. These guys 90, get full 90. So there are reasonable guys below 5K that allow you to do two high-end Barcelona forwards. It's almost like DraftKings is forcing us into this strategy.
Yeah.
But as I said, maybe the majority of people aren't going to see that, and they're going to do something weird. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but.
Yeah, it's just, as you say, I think we're forcing to this strategy of either going cheap here or go cheap in defender. I mean, it's just a matter of taste. Like, I'm not playing the Liverpool guys away from home because they haven't done it well, usually. You know, they're risky for the price, but yeah, I mean, if you're gonna go Liverpool or Bayern, I think you should totally place those guys. And yeah, like, it's gonna be Milner. I mean, James Milner's probably cheap too, right? I haven't checked, but
Milner's 4K too.
Yeah, doesn't. I mean, Milner's been doing well. I mean, even without set pieces, but.
Any other thoughts on midfield here?
No, nothing else. I mean, cash, you know, expensive guy, Kimmich, Demirbay, everything else, just a matter of taste.
The usual suspects.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I'm with you. I think Scott Olsen is a good value. I mean, my understanding is people say, well, I'd rather play Elliot, I'd rather play somewhere else. But, you know, for our game, Scott Olsen is very good value. Mm-hmm.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Defender is okay. We don't have like an overpriced guys. I think,
yeah,
maybe TA is probably maybe a little underpriced. Maybe we could see him at 7K, but it is at Napoli. It's not, you know, the easiest matchup. Yeah. But are we still just plugging in TAA in cash games at 6,600?
I am not.
You're not.
I don't think so.
So where are you going then? Where are you going? Like, who else? There are no standout defenders here. That's kind of what I came to.
I agree. I'm hoping and praying for Baker to start as a wing back.
You keep calling him Baker. Is he Bakker or Baker?
I'm not sure. I'm honest to you.
I call him Bakker in my head just because Baker, you know, you got the double K in there. Baker, Bakker.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm Latin, man, not German. So,
all right. So
this guy French or German? I'm not sure. Let's call it Bakker. All right, I go with you, Bakker.
Let's go Bakker. Bakker. Okay.
Bakker.
There you go.
All right, Bakker. There you go.
2,900. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wing back. 2,900. All right. I can go.
I like it. I see TAS 6-6 is playable, but not a lot. I like Jordi Alba if he starts for 5,600.
Better than TAA. Sorry, Frimpong is 5,800. So obviously, Bakker at 3K less than Frimpong seems like a pretty good strategy. So,
I agree.
That is a nice look there. But yeah, you start Bakker. Bakker is your first defender in. Who is your second defender in? You're passing on all the Liverpool guys. You're passing on Robertson if he starts, or Tsimikas if he starts. You're passing on those guys too.
The Liverpool guys, I mean, TAA of 6,600 is not bad, not ideal, but it's not a bad price. I think I like Jordi Alba at 5,600. He hasn't been playing in La Liga, and I think he's going to have, I mean, he was amazing last year. I mean, pretty much kind of like the only the only attacking player that work for them, you know, for that salary, it doesn't look bad. I can see Liverpool guys.
I guess the only reason you play Alba is because of the matchup. It's 5,600. Yeah. That just seems like a lot for him.
That's what I think. The other ones is just Perisic is not defender, right? He's not yet defender.
No, he's midfield, and he's like 7,700 or 6,700.
I like Nuno Tavares, right? Like the Arsenal revenge, but you know, away from home for 5,200, it feels better to go with Jordi Alba.
Alfonso Davies at all?
Alfonso Davies, I like. Yeah, Alfonso Davies is nice. I'd rather do Alba, but Alfonso Davies is good. After those, I don't
any
see
any of the Tottenham guys?
Emerson Royal, right? 57, right?
Yep.
I don't know how much he's. I didn't even look at Sessegnon or.
He's 5,000 and.
I could do Sessegnon at 5,000, yeah.
Yeah, if he starts, it'd be over Perisic, so.
Yeah, I will do that. I don't mind that one.
What is this Ben Davies pricing at 4,500? What am I missing here? Is Ben Davies going to score a goal? What's going on here?
I don't know. Somebody did a Tottenham pricing like. They were playing Colchester City, I guess. So.
Yeah, did Kane and Davies like score braces in the last game or something? What did I miss?
Yeah, I have no idea. This doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, man, with you, I don't see anything else. Another problem is I'm not sure there is stops cheap. Who are the fullbacks at Bruges? I know one is Clinton Mata, right?
No, he's been playing centrally. We currently have Skov Olsen on one side, then Bjorn Meyer in the other.
Yeah, and they are not defender qualified, right?
Meyer is actually 3,900. So could be an option there.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, it feels that God, defender after Nuno Tavares, after Pavard, seems kind of odd. I mean, I don't like playing Pavard those prices. I don't know. The pool seems small for fullbacks, for defenders.
So I'm looking at Bjorn. I'm looking at this Bjorn Meyer guy. He has one cross in the last two matches. And before that, he scored, but the other team was down a man. So doesn't seem like he's a big crosser. So, but he is a wingback, so he will get forward probably at 3,900. So that's something.
Yeah, Barcelona probably going to play Sergio Roberto at right back, which is not defender eligible. There's not much stuff, man. Maybe João Mario, Porto, but.
3,300.
Right? Yeah, I guess you can go down there, but you know, looking at those prices, I can say, hey, you know what? TA doesn't seem that bad. I go back to say maybe TAA should be in the lineup because Alba might be riskier, but it's not much savings, just 1,000 compared to TA, which usually has been over 7,000. So,
right, it's almost. It's almost like the same at forward. It's like we have Lewandowski up here. We got the Barcelona guys. It's like why not use these guys when we can? Why have to go elsewhere? And then with TAA, why go elsewhere when TAA he's only 6,600? Like who else are you putting in your team with, you know, a guaranteed 10-point floor? I don't think there really is anyone else here. So
exactly, I agree. No, I'm with you. I think. You have a good point now. I mean, the only thing would be if, you know, you need a little bit more salary to play a Kimmich and, I don't know, Demirbay or someone like that. But, I mean, I still feel that TA might be even better than Demirbay at this spot. So, yeah.
We're getting a comment in But saying don't underestimate Marseille, I don't think we are underestimating them. It's just that, I mean, just in terms of defense here, like Klaus is 5,900 and Tavares is 5,200. That's pretty high pricing for the second biggest underdog on the slate.
I agree.
So, I mean, sure, go with them in tournaments and hope, you know, Marseille make a pretty good game of it. But especially in cash games, like, you don't want to take that route. So,
I mean, I like Marseille, and I think they have a good team. And I've seen Klaus and Tavares can do damage, but they're expensive. What I'm going to play, I mean, this is my problem. I'm going to play Tavares for 5,200. I'd rather go play Jordi Alba. Even Pavard, you know, I just, you know, it's not easy a spot. Like, if you see Bayern Munich, is even, I think Bayern is still favored, right? So, I mean, away from home. So, you know, I have a hard time with Nuno Tavares. I mean, it's just, or any Marseille guy. I mean, you can go there, but, I mean, that's the problem with the price. And same with Spurs. Like, Spurs just pricing too high for the slate. So, as you say, you're forced to go with Barcelona guys.
I just think that this Tottenham-Marseille match, I'm probably going to take the under on it. It just seems like a spot where Tottenham, they're going to struggle to score, and we're going to see it late in the second half. It's going to be scoreless or something like that. They struggled in European play last season, and Marseille are playing pretty well. I'm going to fade Tottenham, but even more so, I just don't think that, like, it's a spot to attack in tournaments, even though they're, maybe they won't be. I still think Son will get some looks just because of who he is, but it's just not a spot I like.
I like the goalkeeper for 3,800, so, you know, there you
right,
go.
Yeah. Yeah, so goalkeeper here. We actually have... So we got Ter Stegen is up here. He's 6,000 and he's 56% chance for a clean sheet. That's okay. You can find ways to get there. Just because of all the, you know, the cheaper guys we've mentioned, the viable cheaper guys we've mentioned. But so the Atletico Madrid has the second best, third best. They're right there, 40% clean sheet chance.
Yeah.
Gerbich, if he starts, or Oblak, 5,300, 5,400. Would you try and get money to go with Ter Stegen at 6K, or are you fine with, you know, Atletico Madrid keeper down here?
I'm fine with any of those two goalies, I think. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with any goalie, honestly. Like, I feel Ter Stegen is probably safer than Gerbich, so I'm not very keen on playing Gerbich, But it's going to be hard for Porto to score. So I can see that. It's just not a black, right? We don't get the savings of the substitute anymore. So,
you know, $100.
Just, yeah, exactly. Not like we used to be. I mean, I'm going to play whatever goalkeeper I can fit in, but I can see for cash. I mean, Ter Stegen seems like a good spot for 10 points. And, I like Lloris, honestly. I'm just not sure that I can play there.
Well, why go Lloris when only 300 more is Ter Stegen with 16% better clean sheet odds? There's really no reason to play him. I'd use Ter Stegen. I'd use Atletico Madrid goalkeeper, or based off my comments I just made, I'd go with Paul Lopez, the Marseille keeper. So I think those are your...
Yeah,
I guess you could go like Diego Costa for Porto because, you know, who trusts the Atletico Madrid attack? You're probably not going to be using the Atletico forward. So, you know, that's always an option too.
Yeah, I don't mind also. I mean, yeah, for those guys, I think I like the Marseille. I like Paul Lopez better than Pilsen guy, even though I think the Pilsen guy is going to be peppered with shots. But, you know, it's just a matter of, like, you know, it's a double-edged sword. It can go really bad for you. I think I don't like any of the goalies. Maybe Mignolet is not bad, but it's just the middle of the ground goalkeepers. I'm not sure. I like Alisson, but Liverpool has been not very good on defense lately until they get their center back sorted out. saw that there's Matip playing this time, but if not Henderson. So I don't know. I feel that Liverpool at that price away from home is just a wait and see for me. For me, I think Paul Lopez is a great spot. Tottenham going to shoot. I'm not sure if, going to score, maybe. I don't know. But I like the under there, as you said. And I like Marseille to, have a good result. Maybe a nil-nil. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone's talking about Porto steamrolling Atletico. It's possible. Go ahead. I had to look at the results because I just know from last season that, Porto is a much better team at home. They never seem to get the correct result away from home in Champions League. Then I looked it up. When these teams played last season, they combined for 11 shots at Atletico Madrid. And, while they lost when they played at home in the second meeting, they put up a little more of a fight. But I just can't trust Porto away from home. I mean, as I say that, they did win at Chelsea 1-0. But, sure, there are results here and there. But it just seems like these Portuguese teams, they have pretty big home field advantage, I think. And that kind of comes into play here in group stages a little bit.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know. Porto, Atletico played Porto last year. And it was 0-0 in Madrid, right? So, Atletico struggles to score. It has gone a little bit better this season. Morata's done a lot better. But still, Porto is a tough team. So I can totally see a 0-0 without no problem. So, go ahead and, play Porto guys. The smashing part, up to you. I just don't see Porto as a smashing team fantasy wise, but who's gonna smash Eva Nilsson or something like that? You can feel a stack. So anyhow, take my games.
Any other thoughts here? Any other thoughts? We kind of talked a little bit about a few of these matches. What match didn't we talk about? What do you think is going to happen in this Atletico match? Do you think it's just going to be low scoring?
I think Atletico is going to win, but it's going to be close, like 1-0.
1-0. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I think Liverpool might win 1-0. I think Bayern Inter is probably going to be a 3-2, a 2-3. I think
Liverpool,
that's a good game to target.
1-0. Okay.
I think, if you ask me for results. Maybe 2-1. I think Napoli can score. I like Kvaratskhelia. He's been playing well. I think Inter-Bayern should be a fun game to watch. Probably the one I would watch if I wasn't an Atletico fan. And Barcelona, it depends. That game looks like, I feel Barcelona can score 4. I'm not sure if they can get a clean sheet, but I feel the 4-0 should be doable.
So, Lewandowski, is there any reason, there is a reason, but are any of your tournament lineups going to be fading Lewandowski?
Yeah, one could be, right? So, it's just a matter of
And
it's like last year, right? Like, if you don't have Lewandowski, he does bad, your lineup probably is going to do well. So maybe it's your choice, right? So
it just seems -380 is a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to determine. I usually like going against, I've unfortunately gone against Haaland a lot because I know he's going to be popular, but it just doesn't feel right to do with Lewandowski for some reason. Maybe I should have the same idea here, but this matchup is just, it just feels like, a brace is going to happen. And when you fade him, you're just like, okay, well, this is an absolute shot in the dark. And then not to mention when you fade him, you still have to get the other guys. So even though you fade Lewandowski, maybe you have Fati and Dembele, maybe those guys aren't even the ones scoring. Maybe it's Pedri or De Jong, or maybe Fati and Dembele only go 60 minutes and it's the guys off the bench scoring. So even if you fade Lewandowski, I mean, there's a world in which you still get the wrong guys to score for Barcelona. So it's just a tough situation to think about fading Lewandowski, at least.
Yeah, agree. Totally agree with you, man. It's tough.
If you do it, I'd probably go with what you're thinking, the probably some kind of Barcelona stack.
Yeah.
Get two of those guys in there. It's possible. I mean, they're still mostly, everyone's still pretty expensive, but I mean, they're all like, sorry, I meant Bayern Munich. I think yeah. I just said Barcelona, but for Bayern Munich. So the difference this year, this season with Bayern Munich is that you're not stacking these guys with Lewandowski. You're now stacking these guys like Sadio Mane, 8,300, Sané's 89, Coman's 91, Müller's 76. So these guys are all kind of cheaper for in terms of like a stack with two of these guys than it was last season. So at least that's something to help build your lineups. But I mean, you could even put three of those guys in your squad. So
yeah,
yeah, that's I was just gonna say something about this Bruges Leverkusen game, but it just feels like if you go heavy in this Bruges Leverkusen game in hopes of like a 3-2 result, that just seems like maybe not the best strategy, but yeah, but I mean, you never know. It is Champions League.
You never know. Yeah. I think for the Palms it's a good idea to have them, definitely.
Yeah, you could do Jukla and Schick. You can get both the forwards here. Yeah. Just
so wise, usually decent too. We'll see, right? I don't know.
Yeah. All right, you got any other thoughts? Everyone's chatting about Mario Götze for some reason, calling him a world champion in the chat. I don't know what's going on in there, but
well, Mario Götze was a world champion, definitely. I mean, long time ago in Brazil, but.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but there you go.
Yeah, he was. Hey.
Yeah. Any other thoughts here for Wednesday's slate?
Nah, I got nothing else, man. I think we have exhausted what we can, and you know, let's see what happens. I mean, Barcelona as the cash rational, Bayern and Liverpool for GPP. They put your punts and. You know,
good punts. Luck. Scott Olsen is a lock. He's not a punt.
It's a lock. All right. Well, lock that guy in. All right, man.
All right, Luis. Thanks again for coming back. And Luis, this is the first week of Champions League. We got a lot. It's a busy couple months here. I know we got an international break in a few weeks, but it's going to be busy. So we're going to hopefully not
be
too exhausted. But rotowire.com/soccertrial. You can get this cheat sheet if you've been following on Twitter or YouTube, a free 10-day trial. But, yeah, you get all this. You get the odds. You get the goal-scoring odds. You get the lineups. You get all this good stuff. So, Luis, good luck to everyone. Good luck, Luis. Hopefully you'll do better than you did today.
Hopefully.
Unfortunately, it's just going to depend on Lewandowski, and it's just one guy deciding the entire slate, and it's kind of how it goes. So we'll see what happens. But Luis, thanks again, and we'll see everyone, I guess, next week. All right. Well, I guess Friday.
Good luck, guys.
Premier League, but yeah.
Good luck, guys.
Yeah.